was the price you paid for liberty.
Years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Land of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is about a week, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I'm going to kind of break ranks just a little bit today. I always say I don't want to talk about the same things that all other talk hosts talk about, because I'd rather inform you on things that I know a lot more about. But today, coming into the Jefferson City office, I heard on the radio about how elections could be postponed because of terrorist threats. And that really upset me. I thought, why would we ever Why would we ever postpone an election? I've done a little research. No election has ever been postponed in the United States of America. I'm talking about presidential elections. Maybe out in the state someplace, yes, but the presidential elections have never been postponed. In fact, when Abraham Lincoln was president, and during the Civil War, some of his advisors said, well, we need to postpone the elections. And he said, absolutely not. He said, he wasn't going to do it. But we have never postponed an election. And let me read some of the... Jeff did a little research for me here. U.S. officials are discussing various legal arrangements that could be implemented to postpone the November 2nd presidential elections in the event of a terrorist attack. Now, this is coming from Homeland Security. The postponement of the November presidential elections, Newsweek has learned that Al-Qaeda might seek to disrupt the United States elections, a major factor behind the terrorist warnings, and it goes on and on and on.
Where the state legislator got the authority to compel everyone to get their permission to use the public roads that are owned by the people, that is, via the driver's license. And in my research, I discovered that this is nothing but an excise tax that's imposed on certain persons engaged in certain specific privileged occupational business or commercial driving activities. You can find that in Article 10, Section 4A of the Missouri Constitution. And then the state legislature appointed the director of the Department of Revenue to collect that tax, and you can find that in Section 136.030 of the statutes of Missouri, and then they enforce it through Chapter 302 of the revised statutes of Missouri is a specific statute that I'm charged with violating. And when you look at how that's to be applied, you can find it under Section 517.011 of the statutes, which is a civil code. So it is really a civilly regulated matter, but they're treating it and prosecuting it as criminal matter. And I'm wondering how they can do this.
Well, the United States Supreme Court has already said that they can't do it. In Miller v. U.S., the claim and exercise of a constitutional right cannot be converted into a
this
crime.
This all originates.
Yeah, we got to deal with that.
In Missouri.
If I didn't tell you.
Recorded or monitored.
I was interrupted there. I guess you heard that.
Yeah, we were interrupted by the recording, and we'll have that throughout the conversation, I'm sure. But as I was saying, Dave, to put the hammer on the nail you're driving there, the claim and exercise of a constitutional right cannot, never be converted into a crime, but that's exactly what's happened. Dave, being a beneficial member of society, discharging what I think is the highest function of good citizenship by peacefully telling the government, hey, listen, you're wrong here. They've come back and taken away not only liberties and freedoms just for your standing up to claim and exercise this constitutional right. The only thing you're guilty of is offending those that would do that.
That's correct. I would take issue with you saying it's a constitutional right. It's not. It's an unalienable. It's an antecedent unalienable right that existed before the establishment of the state government. And, of course, being unalienable, it cannot be taken away. And the fact of the matter is that the people simply do not have the authority to delegate to their inferior state legislators any power which would derogate or abrogate their antecedent unalienable rights, and therefore they have not done so. So everything that's being done is de facto. It's a de facto exercise of political power. And the people in the country do not understand or do not realize that this is going on because we are probably, two, three generations down the road here, and it's just become a general habit of blind obedience based upon nothing but their vague and imprecise notions. So it's not really law. It's just public policy, and everybody's gone along with it. And so the usurpers have enjoyed that usurpation of political power for so long that now it's going to be hard to overcome. But it will be overcome once enough people wake up to the fact that it's not right, and we just stand our ground and then begin enforcing the Constitution on our insolent, disobedient public servants.
It is hard to overcome, especially when those that have taken the oath to uphold and defend have no idea what they're upholding or defending.
That's true. I even had one police officer there, a Sullivan police officer, on the stand in one of my cases, and he admitted under oath he didn't even understand the law he was enforcing. And yet I was still found guilty and sentenced. And that is obscene. Of course, you can blame the jury because they're the ones that found me guilty, and they did it because they're woefully ignorant. They do not understand the law and its proper application, and therefore these prosecutors are getting away with murder. And the police have become nothing but common pirates and highwaymen. You know, they're preying upon the woeful ignorance of the people, and the thing is escalating and growing, and they're creating criminals and perpetuating a system that's obviously failing. I mean, my goodness gracious, we got 2.1 million people in prison, and they're spending $20 billion a year putting people in here, and frankly, most of them don't belong here.
Dave, you say they're getting away with murder, and that's exactly how you're being treated as a murderer, a criminal convict, one who has been convicted of a crime, but it's merely a civil infraction, as we've said, and you've never exhibited or manifested any core criminal conduct, but you're being handled like one. And that's my guest today, Dave Baughn. Jeff Thomas in for Derry. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We are in a battle. Importantly, the freedom of our children, grandchildren, and future generations are at stake. Fighting the good fight seems futile at times, but there's one thing you can do to turn the tide. By supporting the Paragon Foundation, you support individuals committed to fighting the elements in our country that want to take away your private property rights and your right to work and live where you choose. The Paragon Foundation provides financial support to individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and exchange of ideas that offset the prevailing force in our society that is attempting to destroy our constitutional freedoms. The Paragon Foundation carefully scrutinizes every request for financial support to ensure that mission statement is fulfilled. All donations are tax deductible. Administrative costs are kept as low as possible so you know that your donations make a difference. So do make a difference today. Support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. For the last few years, I've talked about financial protection and diversification with my friends at Swiss America. The Associated Press reported that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan recently said huge federal budget deficits threaten the nation's long-term economic stability as he raised new concerns about impending problems in Social Security and Medicare. He was speaking before the banking conference. Greenspan said he was more concerned about the budget deficit than the soaring trade deficit. He also warned a day of reckoning will come. Now, what does this mean for interest rates, currency values, and the price of gold? Please call my friend at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Ask for their special report, Gold, the Color of Hope, and the Right to Own Gold. Please act now to protect your money. Call Swiss America today, 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution. Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy. Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95 check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. And we are back. Jeff Thomas in for Derry Brownfield today, and my guest is Dave Baugh, no stranger to the Brownfield Show. You should be no stranger to America, Dave. No stranger to all those that love freedom across the state and across the land. Because if it can happen to you, it can happen to me. It can happen to all of us.
That's correct.
A fella stands up to claim and exercise a God-given, unalienable right, and he's thrown in jail for it. You know, how long are we going to tolerate this? How long are we going to tolerate domestic enemies of the Constitution and our God-given unalienable rights here in our midst? And I'm not sure what it's going to take to change the tide or even get you released. What are you doing on behalf of your own release, Dave?
Well, First of all, when I get in here, I filed a writ of habeas corpus, but they've conveniently done away with that through what they call exclusive post-conviction.
This call originates from a correctional facility
in
Missouri and may be recorded and monitored.
That's right. Go ahead, Dave.
As I was saying, I filed a writ of habeas corpus, which at one time in this country was considered as a right. I mean, they call it a privilege, but they cannot take that away from us as a means by which to get ourselves before a court to determine the legality of our confinement. And now they have interjected the post-conviction relief, which they say is exclusive, and they will not grant the habeas until you exhaust that. So I went ahead and filed what's called a 2915 motion to vacate, set aside, or correct the judgment, and I haven't heard anything on it yet. And I expect that they're going to have to spit me out of here because I'm here unlawfully. As a matter of law, and based on the facts of the matter, I have not committed any crime. When you examine the criminal code, which is supposed to be the governing law, even for statutes that define laws outside of the code, they are the controlling factor. And what I did in violating the section 302.020 is classified as what's called a public welfare offense, and it's not a true crime. And anyone can look that up in the criminal code, and I think it's 566.021 and 566.026 says that these particular statutes apply or are controlling, and the other statute, 302.020, even though it defines a statute, if it's not applicable under the criminal code, then they cannot use the criminal code as a basis for the enhancement penalty that I have received. See, they prosecuted me as a prior and persistent offender, but when you examine 558.016 of the revised statutes of Missouri, which is the statute that governs that, all those statutes that are applicable are enumerated therein, and you will not find Chapter 302 in there. So they blatantly just went ahead and applied that to me when it really didn't apply to me. And frankly, Jeff, I don't know how they got by with it, except that no one questions them on it. They just go ahead and do it.
Hey, Dave, stand by. We're going to take another break. We can open phone lines here if you have questions or comments. If you'd like to participate in the Derry Brownfield Show, we appreciate that. 1-800-97-DERRY, 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you losing? For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, Jeff Thomas back again, Derry Brownfield. Out till Wednesday, we'll hear from him at the Reno, Nevada Freedom 21 Conference. Till then, Dave Baugh is my guest, discussing Dave's current plight, being unlawfully imprisoned, criminally charged for a civil infraction. And Dave, you were telling us about your petition, your motion to vacate.
Yeah, I filed that shortly before I went before the probation or parole hearing, a board hearing here on July the 1st. I think it was on the 28th I got that sent off. And I haven't heard anything, and I believe they've got 30 days to act on it. I don't know what they're going to do. The parole board was, well, frankly, they tried to pick a fight with me, and they do that. They try to intimidate you, to try to trip you up and get you angry. My contention is that these people are making a living off of the system, and so therefore they want to perpetuate the system. And they want to keep you either in the DOC or on probation or parole and just keep it going because that's their job security.